Amen. 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 Thank you so much. I'm going to praise God. Open my Bible to Hebrew chapter 1 and verse 14. Hebrew chapter 1, verse 14. This morning, our children, our babies, they done such a beautiful job. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for His presence. Thank God for His blessing. Hebrews 1:14. I'm reading this particular verse from the New Living Translation. Let me read my text. It said, therefore, angels are only servants, spirits sent forth to care for the people who will inherit salvation. This morning, I'm going to talk about angels. Angels. We will learn many things about angels. Angels, how we should be aware of them. I went to a conference in Texarkana, Arkansas a couple of years ago. And the subject came up, somebody mentioned it, and I remember Miss Lori Harris, Tracy, Pastor Tracy's wife, and she made mention of how the angel had helped them and how she was aware of them. For several nights, I knew I'd never seen the angel at that particular time. But several nights as I returned to my house, I was much aware of my angel standing at my door. And one was in my room. I knew that they were there. So I'm gonna talk about angels. I wanna bring out some things about angels, and so you can be aware how blessed you are and how you don't have to go through things, a lot of stuff we've been through, but because we didn't know, nobody told us, we didn't know what God had said to us in His Word. We just sort of put up with stuff, but I want you to know, when Jesus defeated the devil, He defeated him. Amen. So, because they are sent, these angels, they are sent to serve us and keep us from the evil that is in this world. All right? When we were born again, according to Galatians 1:4, we have been delivered from this present evil world. You're in this world, but you're not of it. All right. Jesus said that persecution would come for the word's sake. That's why you're persecuted. The more you abide in the word, the more you walk in the light of the word, the more you'll be persecuted. So I want to bring some things to your attention and make you aware of it. You probably want to take some notes and go back and study and read. Hebrew chapter 13, listen to this. Hebrew chapter 13, verse 1. If you can put that up, be fine. I'm reading from the King James, and I will be doing most of my reading from the King James, okay? It said, let brotherly love continue. Let what? Let brotherly love continue. And be not what? And be not forgetful to entertain who? Why? For thereby some entertain angel. How? You didn't even know you were talking to an angel. Some people that probably might approach you in dirty clothes and looking bad, and you were disrespectful to them. It could have been an angel. Angels are they know their assignment. They are very aware of what God has said. Let me give you this scripture here. You have to be aware of how you talk at all times. See, people like to talk good when they're in church. We like to preach sermons that's so polished. And ain't nothing wrong with speaking correctly. And I'm working on mine still. There's nothing wrong with that. But, well, how do you talk after you depart from these walls? Life go on if you didn't know after you leave out of these walls. That's really when the rubber meets the road. So listen to this verse here. Psalm 103 and verse 20. I will read. I'm reading it from the King James. Children, I want you to listen as well because it is very important that you, adults, children, all, be aware you have an angel. Not just one, you have many angels. You have a guardian angel that stay with you all the time. And that's why you need to be aware. You need to learn early in life how to talk, how to walk, how to use your words. And Proverbs says it like this, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear to my saying. Is that right? Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them where? In the midst of thine heart, for they are who? Life. Other words, he's saying here, in order to be successful in life and succeed at whatever you do, let God's word become your words.